Hi everyone, thanks for joining Elise and I at the English Corner this weekend. We hope you're enjoying the holiday season as much as we are. We have a great show for you all today, but unfortunately this will be Elise and I's last show for a while. The semester has come to an end, and we are returning to the United States for the holidays. Of course, you will still be able to listen to the English Corner, just with some different people for a while. Don't worry, they'll be just as good as we are.
Happy Hanukkah to everyone. This is a great time of year, a traditional time to eat fried foods like latkes and play dreidel with family. Although gift giving isn't necessarily a tradition nowadays, it's become somewhat normal in areas where Jews have a lot of contact with Christians. You won't, however, find many Jews giving gifts to anyone other than their own young. Hanukkah is the 8-day festival of lights, or the festival of rededication that begins on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev.
This is probably one of the best-known Jewish holidays, although it is not of great religious importance. It is mostly because of the proximity to Christmas that it has become well-known, the Jewish Christmas, if you will. It's actually ironic because Hanukkah, such a popular holiday, actually has its root in a revolution against assimilation and the suppression of Jewish religion. Now, it's quite possibly the most secular and assimilated holiday on the calendar.
The only real religious observance in Hanukkah is the lighting of the candles, which takes place for all 8 nights and are arranged in a menorah that holds 9 candles. Each candle signifies one night, plus the shamas at a different height. On the first night, the shamas is lit and several blessings, or berachot, are recited. They include the general prayer over the candles, a prayer thanking God for performing miracles on the Jewish ancestors, and another thanking God for allowing Jews to reach this time of year.
The first candle is then lit and the shamas placed back in its holder. After half an hour, the candles are allowed to burn out on their own. Each night, another candle is added from right to left, like the Hebrew language. Candles are lit from left to right because you pay honor to the newer thing first. On the 8th night, all 9 candles are lit. Have a great Hanukkah, everybody!
We're now going to move on and tell you about a historically significant city here in Spain. The city of Girona, or Girona, was founded in the 1st century BC when the Roman general Pompeo Magno established a triangular fortress in a strategic spot in order to control the roads connecting Gaul and Tarraco. Gerunda, the Latin word for Girona, maintained its Roman walls unaltered until the middle of the 14th century.
Girona has many spectacular sights to offer, including narrow, cute streets and beautiful monuments. The main cathedral symbolizes the dominant role of the church in the Middle Ages, and the museums exhibit valuable collections of art and archaeology. The ancient Jewish quarter, or Kol, symbolizes the power once held by Girona's Jewish community, where they were predominant from the 9th century until the late 15th century.
Girona is recognized as the Mother of Israel, a name given to just a few sites in the world that are considered Jewish spiritual resting places. The city was once home to an important school of Kabbalah and has a significant place in Jewish history. A visitor can gain access to some of the houses of the Jewish quarter, especially the one called Centre Bonastruca Porta, now turned into a historical precinct to preserve the essence of the former Jewish culture.
Due to its frontier situation with future Europe, Girona was already considered the key to the kingdom in the Middle Ages. Nowadays, Girona is a modern city with a little bit more than 70,000 inhabitants and has one of the highest living standards in the whole of Spain. Girona is definitely a top choice amongst tourists in Spain, and the Jewish quarter is one of the reasons why.
If you are ever interested in watching a movie based on this magical city, we recommend Girona, the Mother of Israel, the Jews of Catalonia, a documentary about daily Jewish life in Girona. The movie has interviews with historians, and some highlights of the program include Catalan Ladino folk music and footage of Girona's Jewish quarter as it appears today.
In fact, there are several good movies that have to do with Sephardic culture. We recommend Braids, which is based on a true story about a 14-year-old Jewish girl who was imprisoned by the Iraqi government in 1947 for her participation in the Zionist movement. The movie illustrates a period where Jews felt their security was in danger as anti-Semitism grew along with Zionism. The film is in Hebrew with English titles and was made in 1991.
These are some good choices for Sephardic cinema. And now we will leave you with a song, La Cala by Rosa Zaragoza, which is Sephardic Catalan. We hope you enjoyed the program and we look forward to seeing you next time. So until then, hasta luego.
Adios.
Castigueres de Salomó, que així el va instruir la seva mare. Com serets amb dos amb amor dins cantes ens remor. Fets-li tocar el tambor, fets-li tocar el tambor i les meves mans regalen. Estret, clos amb un segell, estret.